I had this talk ready for the Bunbury outreach, and then that got cancelled. So, oh, when am I going to use it? And then we planned to come to Bunbury, and well, that worked out well. It's God's plan. So, if you want a title, it's called The Battle Talk, not The Battle Song, because I'm not singing it to you. So, yeah, I'm going to be talking about, you know, three stages of a battle. So I'm kind of going to go off like the medieval sort of time, because that's my favorite time. I don't like the modern guns or anything. So stage one is preparing for battle. So, you know, armies before a fight, you know, you got to prepare yourself mentally, and you got to arm yourself up. You got to, you know, get a helmet, you know, a breastplate. What else is there? You know, chainmail, just anything to, you know, make you stronger in a way, and you know, you have more defense, and you have more of a chance of surviving, to be honest. And also to have a shield to, you know, block other people, the enemy's, you know, attacks. And you need a sword so you can attack yourself. And so we'll go to the first scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And I want to relate to this preparing for battle in our walks. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So it's quite straightforward here. He's telling us to make sure we are prepared and that we have the armor of God on so that we are stronger, that we can, you know, we could survive in this everyday battle that we go through. Because if we're not spiritually prepared for a battle, we don't know what's going to happen. We're not strong. We need to make sure we're got the you know, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. You have that in your left arm, and also the sword of the Spirit. And that's God's word, and that we need to use that sword to, you know, make sure we're attacking out there in the world, and we need that shield to block off the things of, you know, the devil, of the Satan's army that's out there trying to bring us down and take away everything, you know, we stand for, really. Because if we're not prepared, we're not going to survive in this really dark world, because there's so many things going on. And, you know, and like in a battle in a medieval times, if you're not prepared, if you're not armored up, well, if you go out there and, you know, you got no chance, they're like, oh, he'll be gone in a few seconds. He's not armored, he's got no sword, he's got no shield, he's not surviving at all. And that's why we have to be prepared in our walks, because if, you know, we're not prepared, Satan's going to keep hitting us with his sword, and we're just going to go down. Next thing you know, our salvation's dead. We're not surviving. We've got nothing to live for, really. Right, go to stage two, and that's the battle. So we prepare for this point of our lives. So, you know, in a battle, it can get hard. You know, you might be outnumbered, and there could be, you know, hundreds of thousands versus 500 men. Because I'm going to call you Lord, Amber, we've been watching a lot of, sorry, she's not the Lord. She may be an angel, but no. yeah, move on from her. We've been watching our Lord of the Rings a lot recently, and like some youngies like to know that I like to make analogies from movies, like relate movies to our walks. And in Lord of the Rings, most of the time, the good guys just way outnumber. There's, you know, tens of thousands of orcs, and then there's like 500 men or something. Like, you know, how do they win in the end? Like, when you think about it, the numbers are just, you know, it's one sided really. But it's because they stick together, and, you know, they're strong. They go as one. They have the armor on, and they have this courage and this faith in themselves. And, you know, the king just, you know, raises the spirits, and that's the same with us. The Lord lifts up our spirits. You know, we may be outnumbered. There's so many in the world. There's so many things that will try and bring us down, and we may be small in number, but that's not gonna affect us, because we, no matter what we do, we're still gonna go out there. We're still gonna fight for the Lord. We're still gonna fight that everyday battle. And but like I said, in a fight, you can struggle a bit. You might get tired and worn down, and, you know, that can happen in our walks. We might get worn down with, you know, trials. Like, just keep getting hit. But, you know, if we have that, if we were prepared, it can make it a lot easier to get through all these trials that we've been hit by Satan with. And having being prepared for this battle will be much stronger, and the battle can it can be a lot easier. And you know, like I said, we're outnumbered, and it can make it much more difficult. But like I said, we follow God. You know, He's given us this word and His encouragement to, you know, lift our spirits up. You know, keep us faithful to Him. And I wasn't going to use this analogy. I'll use it. So out in the second Lord of the Rings, can you raise your hand if you've seen it? So that's enough. That's enough. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. It was Amber's first time, I think. She had to watch my favourite movie. At the end scene, so it was a big fight, and there was like hardly any man versus all these 10,000 orcs, and it was, you know, they didn't think they would last the night. And towards the morning, there's only about, I don't know, it looks like there's only like 10 of them left, and there's thousands of people just trying to get into the keep, like the last stand. But I always get shivers when I think about this scene. The king, or Aragorn, he says, you know, we should go out and meet them. You know, let's not just stay in here and have no hope. We should go out there, make our last stand. And they ride out, 10,000s of, you know, bad dudes everywhere, and they just, you know, fighting, going out there. And then, you know, there's only like 6 of them fighting, thousands and thousands. And next thing you know, there's Gandalf, he's the white wizard, comes up on the hill, and I said to Aaron, that's God. we're that little group fighting in there, and that's God come. And then the next scene, a bunch of reinforcements come behind, and I said, that's everyone that's passed away in the Lord. When the Lord comes back, when God comes back, you know, we'll all be together and fight together, and then we win. We got, you know, we beat this world. Which leads me to stage 3, the victory. Actually, before I get to that stage, I'll just go, I don't have to turn there, but in Psalm 140, verse 7, it says, O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. I'm just going to leave that stage with that scripture, because He's got our back in this everyday battle that we go through in our lives. So stage 3, the victory. So, you know, when the battle is over, when armies win in the medieval times, you know, they might blow horns or trumpets, you know, wave the flags around or victory. You know, everyone's got a smile and seem like, you know, being worn down, you're tired, like, oh, you know, we won, but I'm tired. But, you know, for us, when we have the victory, we're going to be raised up. We're going to, you know, hear the trumpet sound, like it says in the Bible. And, you know, we may get worn down, but when the Lord comes back, He's going to lift our spirits. We won't have to be worn down again. We won't have to fight this world ever again. We'll just be, you know, a victory forever. If you'd like to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52. It says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So it's saying here, when we hear that trumpet, the sign of victory, we're going to have the victory. We're going to be raised up. You know, Gandalf / God is going to be on that hill. And everyone that has passed away, and all our old friends, we're going to see them again. You know, we won't look the same. We don't know what we'll look like, but we'll know each other. We're like one big family of God. And people that we didn't even know in this fellowship, we'll know them, because we'll all be together. It's just God's plan. And yeah, just that's why when you think about, you know, they say the trumpets sound in a medieval fight. Well, it says it in the Bible. Like, when the trumpet sounds, you know, we're going to have that victory. We're going to be waving flags of our own, like, ooh, we did it. We won the battle, you know. And we get to see all our old friends again. So I'll just summarize this all up. So stage 1, the preparation. So we're just going to make sure we've got the armor of God. We've got, you know, the shield, the sword, prepared to go out there, go out and charge out there to make a stand for God. Stage 2, the battle. That's just what we're going through now. That's just our everyday lives. You know, we can't, you know, some people run away from the battle, but if we just stay strong, we're prepared, that leads us to stage 3. We'll have the victory and we'll be strong. And I'd just like to leave it there.